Hello again. We still have Louise Byrne, political correspondent for the Irish Mirror here, Duncan Smith of Labour, Pat Daly of Sinn Féin and Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil. Louise, social welfare bill trundling its way through through the Oireachtas, gambling bill gone through. It's all looking, it's looking to a lot like it's going to be before Christmas, the election, doesn't it?
It is. And I mean, remarkable comments from the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, who 2 weeks ago was giving out to me for asking him about an election date. He was on an Irish Times Inside Politics podcast earlier, and he was basically saying, well, if we clear the decks and if we get everything through before the Christmas, well, then there's no real need. There's no real need. Let's go in November. Well, that's not quite what he said, but he said he'd be open to going in late November, early December. But I guess the social welfare bill is another part of that. And that, of course, gives action to all those things announced in Budget 2025, the 12-euro increases, the changes to the means test for the carers allowance, all these kind of things. So it made its way to the Dáil today. It's now going to the Seanad. Looks like it's going to make its way pretty quickly. And then we just have to look at the finance bill and we're out of there.
All right. All this chat about November election, Malcolm Byrne, was being decried by government figures as old bubble chat and media nonsense. And why do people keep asking public representatives about it?
Well,
November 29th, is it, Jeff?
The social welfare bill is important because, particularly with the cost of living measures, it addresses one of the big issues for people.
It's so important that once it's out of the way, you can have a general election.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I would prefer, and I know with most of my parliamentary colleagues, we would prefer an election before Christmas. I like my Christmas. It's one of the times the politicians get a meaningful Christmas. I would exercise an abundance of caution about expressing a preference for a particular date, but I think late November is probably something that we're
going to
be looking at.
How's it looking to you, Pat Daly?
Well, I'm in the Justice Committee, as I said to someone earlier on, and the supplementary estimates are in tomorrow rather than the end of November, so they want to get the guards and the prison officers paid and then move on into an election. One point in relation to the social welfare bill, it's incredible that while all of that carers have been forgotten and the disregards or the thresholds are not going to take effect until next July. Carers have been singled out for delayed payments and the fuel allowance measures that they would receive are not coming in until after Christmas as well, when the winter is half over.
In a word, do you think your own party's travails have anything to do with the possible timing of the election?
Well, I think that it was always going to be in November.
All right, Duncan Smith.
This budget, with the money that the government had a huge opportunity to do something transformative, particularly for carers. They didn't do it in the social welfare bill. They're ramming it through. Just before we came on air, the draft schedule for next week came out and all the other bits and pieces of business are being scheduled to be voted upon on Wednesday evening, with just the finance bill up in the air. So, yeah, it looks like it's full steam ahead for a November election.
Given how we opened this programme, we won't ask anyone if they were a betting man how they'd call it, because that's all we have time for this evening. Sean Marin was the broadcast coordinator. Niall McMonagall was on sound. Tonight's programme was produced by our series producer, Penny Hart. My thanks to all our guests here and remotely. Up here next on RT Radio 1, it's Cathal Murray with Late Date.